This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, May 8th. I'm Audrey McCabe. At approximately 9:40 a.m. on Wednesday morning, a passenger train and a tanker truck collided between Rifle and Silt. The tanker truck involved was carrying hot asphalt tar, and the train was derailed as a result of the collision. According to a press release from Colorado River Fire Rescue, the driver of the truck sustained minor to moderate injuries and was the only individual transported to the hospital. Asphalt spilled from the truck onto Highway 6 and 24, which remained closed for most of the day on Wednesday, but has since reopened. Amtrak suspended service between Denver and Grand Junction on Wednesday, but stated yesterday that it hoped to have trains running again this morning. Colorado Parks and Wildlife announced that it approved a final piece of funding to help the Colorado State Forest Service and its partners close on the Higher Ground Headwaters Ranch conservation easement. The easement will protect over 3,000 acres of important forested and riparian habitat. The ranch is located at the junction of Delta, Gunnison, and Montrose counties. While it will not be open to public access, it will provide important habitat for federally listed species such as Canada lynx and Gunnison sage grouse, as well as sensitive species such as Uncompahgre cutthroat trout, the northern leopard frog, and flammulated owl. In water news, most of Colorado received a meaningful amount of moisture from the system that moved through this week. KVNF's Brody Wilson has the details on how this last storm is affecting the hydrology in our region.
Down in the valleys, the tulips and crocuses were all doused in rain, freezing rain, and some big wet snowflakes earlier this week. But up in the high country, the Gunnison Basin received some measurable snow accumulation, and that is welcome news for irrigators and water managers in the KVNF listening area. The Gunnison Basin crossed a very important threshold yesterday, May 7th, and that is that the snow water equivalent in the mountains of the Gunnison Basin crossed above the previous lowest recorded level in the last 30 years for May 7th. Specifically, in 2012, there was just slightly less water in the Gunnison Basin on May 7th than there is today. As we look at the last 6 weeks, the turnaround has been remarkable. While we're essentially still at the 30-year low for snow water equivalent, the cooler and wetter April and early May that we've had averted what was looking to be a catastrophic situation for the basin. Today, we're looking at a basin that's much closer to the minimum, at least that we've seen in the last 30 years. And in other Farm Friday water-related news, just as North Fork irrigators were celebrating the reopening of the Fire Mountain Canal, the canal sprang another leak, this time due to a leak at Rope Cap Creek, requiring the shutdown of the canal for a second time consecutively in the season. For KVNF News, I'm Brody Wilson.
Back in March, KVNF reported that the Montrose County School District Board of Education voted to hire a controversial law firm. That firm, Miller Farmer Carlson Law, has raised some eyebrows among community members due to its founder, Brad Miller. Critics claim that Miller exerts a right-wing agenda on the school districts he represents, while his supporters say that he provides seasoned counsel that helps conservative boards find balance in a blue state. After the Montrose County School Board hired Miller, the conversation didn't end. Several weeks later, the Delta County School Board put out a request for proposals for legal services, immediately stirring speculation that it was opening the door to Miller. His firm did not submit an application, and the decision to hire additional counsel is on hold until the vacant seat on the board is filled. Following the intense public interest in Miller, KVNF is bringing you a series of voices and perspectives on his new role in Montrose. Yesterday, we aired clips of Miller speaking about his work at the 2023 Teachers Freedom Summit. If you missed it, that episode is available at kvnf.org or on Spotify. We hope to speak directly with members of the Montrose School Board to better understand the decision to hire Miller's firm. Unfortunately, none of them agreed to be interviewed. In her response to our request, Montrose Board Member Jody Hovde said, "I'm still navigating the new legal situation, and we've been asked to defer comments to the board president or district office person in charge of communication." We turned to the Delta County School Board and were able to speak with two members who hold opposing views of Miller and his work. Board President Beth Supes refers to herself as a Miller fan, while member Dan Burke is wary of what he calls Miller's checkered past. Here's what Supes had to say about Miller.
"I've been on the board since November 2019, and during my time There has been a liberal supermajority in the Colorado legislature. You know, recently they have been defeated in the U.S. Supreme Court. So with that, school districts across Colorado are looking for some school districts across Colorado are looking for an attorney who will help them push against these laws that are being brought on them that goes against a lot of the community values that they were voted in and elected to pull in their local control. So Brad Miller is well known to be that attorney. He has proven that he will follow and listen to the board's direction. Also with that comes the pushback, and I'll say it, the hate from those who believe that the liberal, the supermajority that is in Colorado is doing the right thing.
Burke, on the other hand, does not share the same view.
In regards to Brad Miller, yeah, it's... I think I voiced my opinion at the school board meeting. I'm very concerned about him being anywhere close to our legal counsel. And I'm happy to see that he wasn't part of those RFPs in our board packet. And he, to make a long story short with Brad Miller, I did a lot of background on it. And he just has a pretty checkered past.
As previously mentioned, Miller's firm did not end up submitting a proposal. Here's Supez's response to that.
I am a Miller fan. I've said it quite a bit. I've been able to work with him through CLASS, Colorado Leaders for Academic Success. And I believe that he would be good for our community and our district. I am one board member. I am no way knowing that whether he's coming or not. That is not what this is about. Of course, you asked me my opinion on him, and that's what it is. I was surprised, and I believe in reading the proposals that we got back. I don't believe that our RFP or proposal that we sent out was very clear in what we were asking for.
Burke had a different impression.
If we get into this discussion with Brad Miller, then I'll have a lot of concerns, I guess, with what I said. And like I say, I'm happy to say that, you know, they didn't put in. So, but that doesn't mean that he won't be around. But I keep a watchful eye out, to be honest with you. Whenever his name comes up, my radar goes up, you know, and I go, okay, what's going on?
Burke did, however, admit that Miller is an expert in school board legal issues.
Well, he's very knowledgeable about school board policy. That's kind of his strong suit and his company.
Much of the conversation about the Delta School Board, at least online, is driven by the Delta County Schools Community Hub, an anonymous Facebook page. It has over 3,000 followers and has regularly posted critiques about Miller. The page declined KVNF's request for an interview, citing their desire to maintain anonymity. I asked Supez what she thought of the page.
Any entity anywhere, we have room to grow. And I think we grow together by being collaborative and helpful with one another when somebody sees issues or problems. I am 100% in favor of trying to listen and figure it out and see what we can do to get things fixed. I, however, don't see that happening on that board. I see a lot of negativity, and I am fine with that. I have haters. I get that. I've been on the school board long enough to understand that, and I know that my decisions do not always make everybody happy, but I do listen and I do answer questions, and I try to be very open about possibilities and others' opinions.
Supez and Burke provide just two opinions on the subject, but their responses to our questions show that Miller has become a divisive figure in school board politics here on the Western Slope. His supporters view him as an experienced attorney allowing conservative school boards to govern effectively, while his detractors state that he places a political agenda over education. Stay tuned for next week's Local Motion, which will dive deeper into this contentious story. Local Motion airs at 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and is also available at kvnf.org or on Spotify. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.